We will call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, May 24, 2017, at 8:41 on the clock. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Hill will be gone all day. Bauman is on his way. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. And Matt is now here, so it's Gary, you're 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 and oh, Juergens, you're wrong. Juergens is wrong. Didn't look at that. Hill is wrong too. Hill's not here.
Okay.
There we go. Now it's 6-0 in favor. I didn't look at it correctly the other time. It should have been Juergens should have voted for it and Hill. I seen the 6-4 votes and I didn't look at the place up on the clock. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And you're probably here for the. This is just equalization. You want to talk this, or you want to be the regular meeting, Leonard?
Well, I can wait.
It's up to you.
This is about
keeping
taxes low.
You can do whatever you want.
This is about keeping taxes low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that ain't what I'm concerned about. I mean, I've got some questions for you guys.
You guys quote him on that.
Yes. Did you just say you're not concerned with keeping taxes low?
I just come here.
Did you just say you're not?
I'm paying my taxes. I'm waiting for compensation from you guys. But whenever it fits in.
We'll have you at our regular board meeting here.
Okay.
So, because
okay.
We're a little late here anyway and stuff. But approve or disapprove, entertain a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 8.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 8.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. And Annette, this is for a homestead that was mistakenly filed.
Yeah, our office always copies the application part of the homestead, keep them in our office for record purposes. And somehow this original one got mixed in with the copies. So the taxpayer came in and questioned it when they got their tax statement, and we went looking through them and found the original. So we just mailed it to the state. They approved it.
Yeah. Now, this homestead exemption, then there's $2,293 that will basically Gage County then. He's not paying to Gage County, but then the state, if I understand correctly, state reimburses us for that. So we're just correcting for our records.
Right. This will be a cash flow thing.
Yeah, it's a cash flow thing. It's not that these will go off the tax records.
Right.
I mean, they kind of are for the homestead, but the state reimburses homesteads. So.
Yep.
And that's not Homestead National Monument, that's Homestead Exemption.
Homestead House Exemption, sorry. Yeah. Any other questions?
Engler was sweating out there.
He was.
Yeah.
Well, should we send him a bill?
And
see
yeah.
What, see
idea.
If they pay it?
Yeah.
We send everybody else one.
Oh, he's here! Okay. Any other questions? If not, vote. 6-0 in favor. Anything else?
Mostly we're just, we're starting to print our valuation notices. So, those will go out, the end of the month.
So next week?
Area 2 isn't going to see a lot of changes. We mostly just lowered the irrigated there. Dry land and grass stayed the same, and that's the majority of what the land classifications are there. So if people think they should be getting a notice and they don't, that's probably why, because there's no change to it. So Area 1 had a lower in irrigated and dry, so if they just have grass or pasture, they're not going to get a notice either. So
but everybody will get a value. Everybody will get a statement. If you have a property, you'll get a statement now.
Only if there's a change.
Only if there's a change.
If it's increased or decreased, they'll get a notice. If there's no change, they won't get one.
If there's no change from last year's dollar amount, then that they won't be getting a notice then.
They won't get a notice, no.
It's only if there's a change. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So our level of value for ag land now is 70%. Residential is at 94%, and commercial is 100%. So.
Well, this has been getting so much attention in all the news media, of course, with all the Douglas County issues with their assessor, Barriotto.
Yeah.
And all of the things going on up there, I get people that stop me on the street and say, no, we aren't going to be going through that, are we?
And, well, you never know.
No.
You never know.
I says we are very
keep on top of it all, but
we are careful about following the rules, and our staff is very good at looking at properties and making assessments, and so we're very fortunate.
Well, I mean, we have the letter from the state or from Turk and stuff that they've approved.
Right. Right.
Approved all of our what Patty in your office has set the evaluations at. So.
And you can go online to the Department of Revenue if you want to. They have all the different percentage changes for all the counties on there now. So you can go in there and look at that if you want to. If anybody does question their values, they can always go on our website, too, and check that out. But that won't be updated until June 1st. So, and that's gage.gisworkshop.com. So.
But that won't be, you said, updated until June 1st.
Until June 1st. Our values will not be there until June 1st.
And then I know we should know, but then they, once they get their valuations, they have until when to file a protest?
June 30th.
Till June 30th. It needs to be in the office or mailed by June 30th.
Right. And if for some reason we find something that's incorrect and we have to correct it and do a board notice, then they have 30 days from that date to file a protest too. So.
Let's be sure to do our protests after the 5th of July because I'll be out of town until then.
Okay.
Yeah, and Don said, too, that the protests are filed in the clerk's office. They're not filed in the assessor's office.
Right.
Yes. So hopefully the door will open.
Okay, remember that, Don.
Just reading. It's
I just want to let you know we get our notices on valuation way earlier in Larimer County in Colorado. And their assessor's office in Larimer County is so screwed up, I can't believe it. When I look at theirs compared to ours, it's just absolutely amazing. They don't know how to make a comparison in sales and what have you. But anyway, so I'll compliment you.
Well, thank you.
Anything else for Annette? If not, we will adjourn the meeting at 8:49. Thank you.